All right. Good morning, by a little bit. My name is Emma Rose. It is 11:57 on Friday, November 2nd. I'm here with John doing our interview.
Hey.
Yep. It's going good.
Life is good. Okay. So, Ms. Rose, let's start with this question. Who has been the most important person in your life?
Am I allowed to say my parents, or should I pick someone?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I would say that both of my parents have had a really big influence on me. Obviously, like, they raised me and everything. A lot of the values I have because of my parents. I don't know. They've just been super great my whole life, and I love them so much.
Yeah.
Outside of my parents, I'd say I had this one really awesome teacher who was kind of like a mentor for me in like middle school, because I went to a private school and she was like my social studies and Bible class teacher. And I don't know, I think I also have a lot of the values I have now because of her, her influence on me. Yeah, she just really pushed me to learn a lot, and she also was just really interested in seeing me grow, and she just, I don't know, helped me get to the point where I'm at today.
That is an awesome answer.
Yep.
What have you accomplished so far that makes you the proudest, and why?
Okay, I think my values of, like, what makes me proud are starting to change. So, like, in high school, I was really just trying to, like, get good grades and get a lot of, like, academic and, like, activity achievements, kind of. So I wanted to, like, be involved in as much as I could be. And I wanted to, like, obviously get really good grades and get good, like, AP scores and standardized test scores. But now I kind of see that that's not, I don't know, as important as I made it out to be. So I guess I'm kind of, like, shifting my focus more to, like, helping other people and trying to, like, make an impact on, like, my community, like, the different communities I'm in. Because I feel like, I don't know, that'll give me a more lasting, like, sense of fulfillment and pride than just, like, getting good grades and stuff.
Great answer. Great answer. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like, and how do you think that has affected your life today?
All right. Well, I was born in St. Charles, Missouri, which is, like, I don't know, like, 10 minutes outside St. Louis, or, like, 15 minutes. It's really not that far. Pretty big place. It was good, I guess. And I have three younger siblings, so I, like, lived in St. Charles until my sister was born, my last sibling. And then my parents were like, well, we need a bigger house, so we moved to Wentzville, which is, like, 45 minutes outside St. Louis. And I don't know, just, like, growing up in that community has really impacted who I've become, I'd say. I don't know, I had a pretty solid childhood. My parents are, like, super nice. So, like, I mean, they would always, like, buy me stuff, and they were really nice. But then they were also, like, they would discipline me as well. So I got a good balance of, like, nice parents, but also parents that were going to discipline me so that I would turn out to be the best person that I could possibly be. I don't know how well that worked out, but they tried. I don't know. Yeah, my childhood was pretty solid. I don't really have any, like, stories about how I was, like, abused or anything. But yeah, it was good.
So, what, no, rather, when you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be? And what lessons has working taught you? Or just sort of, like, what you thought you wanted to be, how has that changed over time?
Well, I mean, when I was really young, I had, like, all the typical career aspirations. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a doctor. And then I was like, I'm going to be a teacher. And then I was like, I'm going to be a singer. And then I realized, wow, I can't sing.
Yep.
And I don't like working with people. So none of those careers are good. And also, I can't stand getting shots. So I was like, how could I possibly be a doctor?
True, shots.
Yeah, honestly. So, I don't know. I guess I would just, like, decide that I wanted to do something, and then somehow, like, something would pop up, and I'd be like, wait a second, I can't do that anymore. So I just kind of, like, jumped around. And then in, like, I don't know, middle school maybe, I realized that I have, like, a logical-ish mind, and I'm kind of good at, like, math and science stuff. So I was like, oh, I'll do something STEM-related. So then I was like, I'm going to be an engineer. And then I took all these engineering classes, like Project Lead the Way classes in high school, realized I don't like engineering. It's not the right thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was just like, I don't know, looking around at different careers, I was kind of lost. Then my mom was like, Emma, you should be an actuary. And I was like, wow, what's an actuary? And then I looked into it and was like, wow, this really looks like something that could be good for me because I really like math. So yeah, just started looking at different schools with actuarial science programs, and now I go to UNL, and it's just great.
So
and
your major is actuarial science?
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. If I was to switch, like, I mean, I think I'm going to stick with it, but if I had to switch to a different, I don't know, like, area in college, I'd probably switch to something like a science field.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I like chemistry. It's fun. I don't know. So, yeah.
Right on. What are some of the jobs / careers held by past generations in your family?
All right. Well, do you want me to start with my mom's or my dad's
Ooh.
Side?
Let's go mom's side. Ladies first.
Mom's side. All right. I like that mentality.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my mom is a teacher.
What does she teach?
Well, she's taught plenty of different things. She taught fifth grade, like, before I was born. And then once I was born, she kind of, like, stopped teaching for a while to be a stay-at-home mom. And then she started working again when I was in, like, third grade. And she was the computer teacher at my school. And she's, like, stuck with being a computer teacher since then. So,
cool.
I don't know, it's been, like, 9 or 10 years, maybe, that she's been a computer teacher, I think. So, yeah. She's also taught some, like, college orientation classes, so all-around education person.
Cool.
And my grandma, on my mom's side, she was a nurse, but now she's, like, a psychologist. She likes it. I don't know why she hasn't retired yet, but she's still working. My grandpa, like, my mom's real dad was, like, an Air Force guy or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But my mom's stepdad is a coffee salesman. So he never went to college or anything, but then he got involved in this coffee company called Renoco, and now he, like, flies places, like, every week trying to, like, sell coffee.
Cool.
And, yeah, I don't know. On my dad's side, I don't think either of my grandparents went to college on that side. So, like, my grandma on my dad's side was, like, a real estate agent or something, but she didn't work too much. She was mostly just, like, a stay-at-home mom. And then my grandpa on that side, he, like, sold airplanes. Like, so he was always moving around. So, like, their family lived in, like, all these places in the United States as well as in Australia and Taiwan for a little bit because he was just always moving around trying to sell planes to different places. So my dad, my dad is a first-generation college student. So he went to Mizzou. Woo. And he didn't know what he wanted to study, but then he finally decided he liked art and stuff, so he did graphic design, and he's been working at that for, like, the last 20-something years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
Wow. I don't know.
So you could be anything, regardless of money or...
Well, stay-at-home mom is always a good option.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be nice if I could just, like, chill at home.
Yeah.
I don't know, watch TV every day. Just kidding. I probably wouldn't be doing that. I'd be cleaning the house or whatever. I don't know. If I had to have, like, an actual job, I guess just something math or science related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, I pretty much like where I'm at right now. I think I'm on the right path for me. Should be good.
That is very,
yeah.
Very good to hear. I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
What are you most proud of?
I guess I'm most proud of the person I've become, because I used to be, like, not, like, super great of a person, and I guess I'm still not, like, the best I could be, but I'm improving, trying to be nicer to people, trying to be more understanding and more patient. I don't know, so I'm just proud of how far I've come there. God's working on me. I'm getting there, you know, yeah.
Very cool. When in life have you felt most energized and excited?
Well, like you said in your interview, I'm kind of not, like, a super excited person. People always think I'm depressed, and I'm like, no, I'm just not very expressive.
Same.
Yep, it's a struggle.
People always think something's wrong.
Like, why are you frowning? What happened? Yeah. I'm like, nothing happened. I just don't smile all the time. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess whenever I've just, like, reached new achievements in my life or, like, surprising things that I didn't think I would, I don't know, succeed in, that makes me really excited. Yeah.
Cool. When in life have you felt most alone?
Well, that is a really tough question.
Yeah, really tough and really personal. So.
I mean, I don't know. I grew up in a good home, so I pretty much have always felt loved by my family.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, like, my peers, I guess 7th grade was a rough year for me. Because, I mean, obviously, I was in middle school, so everything and everyone was awkward, including myself.
Middle school sucks.
Middle school was really rough, yeah.
Middle school sucks.
And I went to a small private school, as I said before, until 8th grade. So 7th grade was, like, the last year I was there. And there were 10 kids in my entire grade.
Uh-oh.
So we had all our classes together.
Mm-hmm.
There were 7 girls and 3 boys, and we always had to, like, partner up and everything. And, like, the 3 guys would be together, and then all the girls would, like, partner up. And then there was just me without a group.
Oh, that is
So that was pretty rough. I was definitely struggling.
Yeah.
And also, I just had, like, a really bad haircut. So, like,
ooh,
it was just
how
rough
was
times
it?
All
what
around.
What was the haircut?
Wow, it was really bad. So I grew my hair out to, like, maybe a little bit longer than it is right now.
Okay.
And then I decided, man, I want to donate my hair.
Oh.
To, like, Box of Love
or
something.
It sounds good, but.
Yeah. It was not long enough. So I went in, and they were like, okay, well, we can make it work. And I was like, okay, how short is it going to have to be? And they cut it literally, like, an inch below my ear.
No.
And I was like, oh, no. And then they were like, do you want layers? And I said no, even though I have such thick hair because I'm just stupid. So, yeah, my hair was really bad, and I just don't like looking at pictures.
That's
one of the reasons I was alone because no one wanted to talk to me because of how I looked.
Quick note for my interview. 6th grade, I had no friends. And everybody hated me, but then I made friends.
It's okay. Life has gotten better, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. So, let's see here. Where do you see yourself in 20 years? 20 years.
Wow.
November 2nd.
What's the original question?
November 2nd, 2039. What are you going to be doing?
2038.
But it's okay.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I will be 39 years old. I'll probably be having a midlife crisis because I'll be like, wow, I can't believe time has flown by so fast halfway through my life.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yep, I'll probably just be an actuary, probably married with some kids, hopefully living in St. Louis.
Explain to people at home who aren't quite sure, what does an actuary do?
Well,
you always say actuarial science or actuary, but just explain it like you're going to explain
okay.
it to a second grader.
So, baseline. Even though it sounds like it's a science field, it's actually not. Actuarial science is a math and business related field that has a lot to do with insurance stuff, risk management, and I don't know. It's just a pretty lit, hard field.
Very lit.
Hope to be working in an insurance company someday. So just for you kids at home, it's nothing like biology or physics.
Yep, it's not science.
Yeah.
Last question.
All right.
Last question.
Make it a good one.
For your great-great-grandchildren, assuming you have kids, and then your kids have kids and so forth, I'm not sure how babies get made, but anyways. if they're out there listening to this awesome StoryCorps interview, is there any wisdom you would like them to know from their great, great, great grandmother?
Well, I love you. But also, I know you're probably not going to be hearing this because this technology is going to be so obsolete by the time you're alive that it's probably going to be in museums.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Museums.
I'll try to save all my technology for you so you can sell it to the museums and make some money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Classy.
I don't know.
Well.
All right.
That wraps it up.
Good time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Nice. Killed it. We absolutely.